Well, what do you think? Do you think Canada's making a good step forward with cannabis legalization?
Well, I personally, I'm really surprised at how quickly legalization's been spreading across the globe.
Yeah.
Of course, as a youngster, it was, yeah, come on, we should legalize this stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. But
yeah, because we were punks.
Yeah.
We wanted
yeah.
easier access to this
sure,
stuff.
Sure,
right.
exactly. And now, I think, from what, I haven't read it that closely, but just looking at the news and things like that, it just seems like it's just another big opportunity for big companies to make a new market
yeah.
and shut out everybody else and make killer profits.
I'm seeing the same thing. That's actually right up there with my assessments or assessments of recent developments.
Right. Yeah.
Before, my ideal was that this is going to be legalized. Mm. It's going to be controlled.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to think that, or you shouldn't be allowed to think that this is anything that's better for you than alcohol,
right.
or not better for you. That's any more dangerous for you as something to imbibe, like alcohol or anything. You can't drive and do this stuff in the car. You can't do this while you're at work. All
right.
of that stuff.
Yeah.
If that's enforced, then yes, let anybody sell it. Let anybody sell it and grow it, and let the market fall where it is. But when the government started saying, "Well, we're going to enforce the sales of it like we do." You know, in Canada, we have strict enforcement, provincial control and enforcement of alcohol sales. I thought, okay, I can live with that.
That depends on the province.
That's true. Yeah, Quebec, you're from Quebec, so.
Yeah, so Quebec, pretty free with the alcohol. We can buy it anywhere we want. Ontario, you got to go to the liquor board.
Right, and right.
You want beer, you go here. You want wine, you go there. It's a bit of a pain. But
that's okay. You know, like, yeah. That's still to the point of, like, respecting cultural norms. And if Ontario wants to be prudish, yeah. then be prudish.
Yeah.
Montreal, you know, historically more European. That's fine.
Yeah.
And BC is somewhere closer to Ontario than Quebec. But still, I could live with it.
Yeah.
But now it sounds like it's just like you said. Mm. It's an opportunity for the government and some of their rich friends
yep.
to, you know, just pile on.
I think just the other day there was an article about some company had just bought another marijuana company for $1.2 billion.
It was a merger.
Yeah,
of the two companies,
yeah,
but it was
seen it as
because
well.
America is so uber prudish about this that it just the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the guy lives. I don't know where he lives.
But I think the problem with the states is because it's state regulated. It's very difficult to put a nationwide. I mean, they have the problem now because in the states, certain states have said, yes, okay, we're fine with legalization.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, in the states, in the country, mm-hmm. it's still illegal.
Yeah, that's the federal level. So
right.
you can have, you know, pretty free access to the stuff in Colorado.
Yeah.
But because of federal laws controlling money that exchanges hands that were based on trade in illicit drugs.
Yeah.
These small like cannabis shops in Denver and Boulder, they actually keep all of their money in a safe under the shop. Like I've seen this now, two of these places. It's a gigantic, super secure safe with a hoard of cash from all of these sales of cannabis in the shop. They can't put it in a bank. A bank can't deal with them.
Oh, really?